the gospel reading today, we're told regarding our Blessed Lady that she pondered all of these things in her heart, all these occurrences that happened. And certainly we can understand as a mother that this is what she's going to do. She's watching all these things that are happening and she's taking it all in. But the question is, do we do the same with regard to the truths of our faith? Do we ponder them in our hearts? We learn the catechism, we know the answers, but do we really bring them into our lives? Do we really look at how this is going to impact me, what this really means for me, ultimately what it means as far as a relationship with God goes? For instance, we can just even look at what's right in the gospel today. So we hear about the shepherds, and they're told about the Lord. They go and they want to see him and they understand. Do we ponder those things? Do we look at what it is that is told of our Lord? That he is God, that he loves us so much, as St. Paul says, that he came not because of any good works that we had done, but by his mercy. Do we really think about his mercy? We take it for granted, but do we really ponder it? Do we think about the two natures of our Blessed Lord? That he is God and that he took a human nature to himself. The humility of God, the charity of God. But as you apply that to yourself, do you stop to think about the fact that you, who have a human nature, have been given a participation in divine nature? That you've been raised to a divine level of acting and being. So God, who is divine, humbled himself to become one of us with the intention of raising us up to share in his nature. Do we ponder whatever mystery it might be? You can look at something as profound as the Holy Trinity. But then we can try to make it a little easier and we say, you know what? Our Lady is the daughter of the Father. She's the mother of the Son. She's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So we can look at it in a relational way that way that might make it a little easier for us. And then to remember that you too are a son or daughter of the Father. You are a member of the Son. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. So once again, this suddenly isn't just some objective statement about truth that we don't quite grasp, but rather it becomes a very practical reality for us. But it only is that when we ponder them in our hearts, when we allow them to enter into the depths of our being. You can look at any passage of Scripture that same way. You can look at any of the points of our faith in the catechism. Yes, they are objective truths, but so what? What does that really mean to us? Because remember, as I keep on pointing out, Satan knows every answer to the catechism, every last one. He knows that they're true. He can answer them all perfectly truthfully. He doesn't believe them. He rejected them. So it's not just a matter of knowing the truth. We have to let it in. We have to have the knowledge. I'm not saying that's not important. It's critically important. You have to know what's in the catechism. But we have to get it into our hearts, not just into our heads. So take those truths and learn from our Blessed Lady to ponder them. Just think how wonderful your life would be if you had it filled with pondering the truths of the Lord rather than filled with TV or radio or whatever it might be that we fill our lives with. all the noise coming at us so that we can't pray. Again, you see how shrewd the devil is. Throughout history, people lived in silence so they could ponder the things of life. We live in noise, and we don't ponder much of anything. We need to be able to look at where our hearts are. Because remember, our Lord told us, where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Ask yourself, where is my heart? Is it on the Lord? Is it on the things of the Lord? Is it pondering the things of God? Or is my heart on materialism? Is my heart on entertainment? Is my heart on pleasure? Is my heart just focused on me rather than on God, on love of God and love of neighbor? Those are the kinds of things that we really want to look at and ask ourselves where the priorities are in our lives. So thanks be to God, he's given us his mother. And she is a wonderful example to all of us of exactly the way that we ought to be living. Obviously, we can't be perfect and without sin as she was. That's not the point. The point is that at least we can look at how she did it and we can try to live our lives to the best of our ability according to that same way. And so, yes, it is natural to a woman, and it is most especially natural to a mother to take all these things in and to ponder them in her heart. But the fact is that you and I also have something supernatural. We have the grace of God to help us. And these supernatural truths are the things that we need to get into our hearts. And there, like our Blessed Lady, we want to ponder them. But we need to apply them as well. So don't just think generically about, well, what exactly does that mean? But look at it relationally. Look at it subjectively as well. What does this mean for me? How does this apply to me? You can do this with anything. Look at the Paternoster. Just go through the points in the Our Father. You can spend hours and hours and hours just pondering, what does that mean? What does it mean to actually call God your Father? Ever think about that? What does that really mean for you? Because it changes everything. Yeah, we all know it. We've all said it how many thousands of times. How many times have we really thought about it? How many times have we really prayed about it? How many times have we really let that in? So whether it's the Hail Mary, whether it's the Our Father, whatever prayer you want, the catechism, the scriptures, all it's all truth. And it's all there for us to be able to ponder in our hearts, so that we can love God more and we can accept the truths not only of who God is, but especially of who we are. And ultimately then the truth of our own dignity and how much God loves us.